This is the Infamous Inmate Podcast with your host, Gio.
Welcome back, everybody. How are you guys doing today? My name is Gio, and this is the Infamous Anime Podcast. Today has been an interesting day for me, despite what's going on throughout the world, from religion to politics, especially current times. And the stuff that people are going through, it just reminds me of one particular anime that kind of hits home a lot. And today we're going to talk about it. It is BNA, or as known as Brand New Animal. Now let's get right into it. So I'm going to read the summary to you guys, and I'm going to explain along as we go by. But do me a big favor, if you want to hear more of this and more of different content, go ahead and hit the follow button on Spotify. And if you want, just please write a review. I read and watch everything. Thank you. But the summary is, Anima City is celebrating 10 years of its development. Meanwhile, a newcomer into the city, Michiru, and the sworn protector of the city, Shiro Ogami, encounter each other while cracking down on various crimes. Later on, the government realizes that she is a vital part of forming an alliance/relationship between the human beings and the beastmen in the series. This anime came out in 2020. And I would rate this a 7 out of 10. Okay, so this will be very quick. It only has, and I don't want to be wrong, but I think it has 10 to 20. I don't know off the top of my head. Sorry, guys. One moment. And it is, okay, let me see. Sorry about this, guys. It is a 12 episodes. A 12 episode series. My bad. And there's definitely one season. Okay, so we're going to start from top to bottom, and we're going to just break down this series, this anime. So we're going to start with the intro music, which is on the pro side. The intro music is very, very, very decent, very atmospheric, very vibrant. The intro music, I got the name, which is Michiru Kagamori, and it's called Ready 2, and it sounds like this. All right. This is Ready To again by Michiru Kagamori. I've definitely liked this intro. I would say that's one of the top five intros that I like, in which if you want me to rate the top five best intros and top five out intros, go ahead and hit me up on Instagram and let me know via request, and I got you guys, which I will tell you what it is later on. But for now, let's continue. The storyline was extremely detailed. Definitely loved the storyline. Storyline was very good. It had everything that you wanted. It covered a lot of things. Plenty of character development throughout the anime, which is the next thing I was about to ask. It tells you about what Michiru Kagamori, what she was before, what happened, how did the government of Anima City started, and what developed during those 10 years that happened. Graphics are very vibrant. They're very good. Some of the graphics, like the lighting and different coloration that they have, it's very unique that they did it. It's a different, unique type of genre. I mean, I do agree, because it mixed with real life, mixed in with government issues, mixed in with everyday slice of life type of subgenres. Overall, it's a balanced anime. It's not one set of fighting or one set of flashbacks or one set of everything. It's just balanced out, equal amount of fighting, equal amount of comedic scenes, and just like I just told you earlier, the flashbacks wasn't too overdrawn or overflown in the episodes. And I have to say, the outro music was very melodic and catchy. I again gotta put that like top 10, top 5 best outro animes ever. And the outro name of it is called Night Running by Shin Sakikura featuring Amy, and it sounds just like this. That was Night Running from Shin Sakiura featuring Amy. And I just only played like 30 to 45 seconds of each clip, so just want to make sure that's not the full song. If you want the full song, I will leave it down in the description where you can, it will lead you to the full song of both of them. Well, then we're done talking about the pros. Now we're gonna go straight to the cons. Now for the cons. Story was too rushed from episode to episode. I mean, even though the storyline was great, don't get me wrong, the storyline was extremely perfect. But the way it was like transitioning, it was very too quick. So yeah, so like all those people who have to digest it slowly, you might have to rewatch the episode like 2, 3, 4 times to catch what's going on. There were different side stories that weren't relatable to the main one, and I have 3 already that I could think about right now. which is there's a baseball scene where basically Michiru was helping a baseball team out, and then she realized that they were getting used, which I'm not going to spoil who used them and what happened. There was a mafia episode where she gets an offer of a job, but little did she notice that the person who asked for the offer is actually from the mafia. And during the middle, close to the end of it, it has a religious cult arc where basically she meets an old acquaintance and they kind of brainwash her into thinking something totally different, which I don't want to spoil it for you guys. You have to watch to find out. Okay, so that's just three off the top of my head I could think about. The next point I have is the anime felt too long for the time duration. I mean, I don't know, I could be wrong, but every time when I watch it, it's supposed to be too short on the time duration, not too long. Sorry about that, guys. Let me go ahead and fix it right here. Too short on the time duration. Okay, yeah, so the anime felt too short on the time duration, which that kind of does not help, besides including the fact that it's a fast-paced anime story transition as well. And the duration of one episode is around 23 minutes long. So it doesn't help that much. Maybe if it was like one episode slow transition, 25 minutes, maybe that might work out a little bit better. But I kind of understand. The intro was not catchy and short in the series. The intro was good, but it's not as catchy as well as the outro. The outro is very good. There's some music that you could listen to, and you could tell sometimes they took their time whereas they did not. I mean, I think the intro was a little bit rushed, more as with the outro, they actually took their time and dissect one by one by one with that club outro. And the last thing, which I am not too keen of, but you know, it's anime, anything could happen, is that this anime discusses plenty of political themes. For example, fascism, racism, activism, religious cults, etc. I am not a huge fan of political things and issues that's going on right now, as you can tell by the way I wrote, but by the way I'm talking about it. But the reason why is because the reason why I like this anime is the fact that you don't see this type of anime every single day. Even with you can't even put this under an animal subgenre, because it's very different. It's very unique in a way, and unfortunately, which I did not write this down, but I should have written this, and I just thought about this, they left a lot of questions and answers, especially the last part of the final episode. It leaves you more questions than answers, and it just makes you want to draw into BNA a lot more. And for me to say that, I wish they made a season 2. But with that being said, Thank you for listening to the Infamous Anime Podcast. My name is Gio. If you want to find me or you could contact me, my Instagram is at @theinfamous_Gio3. There you could just message me, talk to me, follow me everywhere. I'm always on there. And with that being said, thank you again. And have a great day.